Many Sudbureans gathered to watch and take photos and video January 8 as contractors began the demolition of the Lado Hotel building in the city's downtown. A media release put out by the city of Greater Sudbury last week said the demolition is scheduled to take 4 weeks to complete. The city purchased the long vacant building along with the entire triangular block it's located, and much of the block to its immediate north last year as part of an arena events center project, whether it's the building itself or shoring up land for ancillary services. Wacky Wings was the only holdout, and the city is currently going through an expropriation process to secure this missing piece to the puzzle. Demolition of the Lado Hotel in downtown Sudbury began January 8, 2024. Heidi Ulrichsen / Sudbury.com. Demolition of the Lado Hotel in downtown Sudbury began January 8, 2024. Heidi Ulrichsen / Sudbury.com. Excluding Wacky Wings, the cost to purchase the properties has been $12.5 million to date. All of the buildings are slated to be demolished. There were 29 plan takers for the Lado Hotel building's demolition tender, and 9 bids submitted, ranging from $224,195 to $1,772,182. Sudbury-based LaCroix Construction Company was the lowest bidder and awarded the tender. Preparations to ready the site are currently underway, according to the city's media release. During demolition, the following lane and sidewalk closures are set will take place. The eastbound lane of Van Horn Street will be closed from Minto Street to Shaughnessy Street. The westbound lane on Elgin Street will be closed from Van Horn Street to Shaughnessy Street, including the adjacent sidewalk. Romanette Lane will be closed in both directions from Van Horn Street to Elgin Street. Material will be segregated during the demolition process and placed in separate bins in an effort to maximize recycling. The demolition of surrounding buildings in the same triangular block will follow soon after the completion of the Lado demolition, according to the city. Checks of the vacant buildings are being carried out regularly to ensure they are not being occupied. The demolition process is expected to be systematic, according to the project's tender document, using heavy machinery and equipment for a controlled demolition, from top to bottom. Dust control methods are expected to be used, and all hazardous materials, such as asbestos and lead-based paint, will be disposed of in accordance with applicable regulations. The Lado Hotel sign is expected to be salvaged and relocated. According to the tender document, demolition work is to take place between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, but can be amended in the event the contractor and city agree. Sudbury.com